weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. A wind chill watch begins at 6 p.m. tomorrow night. A wind chill advisory begins at 9 p.m. tonight. Chance for snow today. Otherwise, cloudy skies expected. Daytime highs approaching 21. North winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. A dusting of snow today. I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently 21.
Kansas Mid-American Network News, I am Felix Johnson. The Haven Board of Education has passed a resolution to close down its Yoder Charter School at the end of the school year. The decision follows a thorough evaluation of various factors, including declining enrollment trends, financial impact, achievement data, and allocation of resources. According to officials, the board felt that the district could better utilize resources better to improve the district. Students currently enrolled at Yoder Charter School will go to an attendance center in Haven, and the board is not planning on a reduction in workforce. In other news, firefighters in Newton are practicing ice rescue on a frozen pond when they cut out 8 inches of ice and took a polar plunge. Division Chief Zane Hansen spoke with 12 News.
By the time they activate 911, we get in route, you're going to be getting to the point to where you're out of time.
Kansas Mid-American Network News.
More in 24 from Rusty at Ford. More selection on new and used inventory. Choose from over 500 new and used vehicles on our lot and ready to drive home today. More for your trade. More presidents of award-winning sales and service experience from Rusty at Ford. Wichita's only presidents of award-winning dealership. 3 years running for the best overall sales and service experience. More service options. Rusty at Ford has factory-certified technicians to care for all your auto repair needs. We can pick up and drop off your vehicle for service, and our mobile service van can come to your home or work for most routine maintenance needs. Only at Rusty at Ford. More zero down and low APR financing options to help you get into the new car, truck, or SUV you need. Good credit, bad credit, or no credit at all. Our finance team will help you with the best finance options available to you. At Rusty at Ford and RustyAtFord.com.
The state of Kansas could ban the smelly Bradford pear trees. A permanent ban is on the table that would begin in January of 2027. Violators could face criminal prosecution. States like Ohio, Pennsylvania, and South Carolina have already banned the tree, as the Department of Agriculture says that Bradford pear trees overwhelm native plants and trees and break apart easily during storms. In other news, firefighters earlier this week in Ark City responded to two fires within 24 hours of each other, causing a combined $65,000 in damage. The first fire was at the 1100 block of 266 Drive on Monday, where the department says that there was heavy fire throughout the structure and took crews over an hour to bring it under control in the freezing temperatures. Crews remained on the scene for another 2.5 hours to extinguish any hot spots. The next day at the 7900 block of 302nd Road, the same crews responded to another fire. The cause of both fires are still under investigation. Kansas Mid-American Network News.
When you own a business of any kind, you need an insurance policy that'll protect it. You need business insurance that perfectly suits your industry, and Blue Valley Insurance is proud to offer it. When you get an insurance policy from us, you're taking the first step towards protecting your business, your employees, and yourself. Let's start with an overview of the types of coverage you can expect. Stop by for quotes at Blue Valley Insurance in Lynn, Greenleaf, Hanover, and Marysville.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. With legislative session of 2024 upon us here in the state of Nebraska, many legislators said that they are working on rule changes in the state to try to avoid some of the anarchy that they had seen in the session last year. As KGWN in Scotts Bluff reports, and according to the debate that they've had so far that lasted nearly 6 hours on a single day, they talked about ways to lower the controversial changes and adopt new rules and restricting tactics that many senators have used in what some call a stifling debate. According to the Rules Committee, they have advanced 17 new proposed rule changes for debate in the full legislature, saying that the changes include things like ending the secret balloting for committee leadership and reducing the number of votes needed to cut off debates via cloture. They say if all the proposed rule changes were to be in place, it would preserve the majority while protecting the minority and avoid repeats of what they had seen last session. Other legislators say that the bill is retaliatory on how the conversations went from last year.
4, 3, 2, 1
It's time to say goodbye to 2023 and hello to a brand new 2024 Kia from Midwest Kia. While most resolutions you hear will be about change, Midwest Kia is resolute in more of the same. That means same great inventory on the ground and available. Same fair pricing with new incentives to ensure you get a great deal. And the same great staff here to make your car buying experience simple, transparent, and fast. Plus, remember, all new Kias come with our amazing 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty. When you've created a better way to buy, more of the same is the name of the game. Come see us at Midwest Kia or MidwestKia.com. And remember, we want to see you in a Midwest Kia. Warranty is a limited powertrain warranty. See dealer for details.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. As the Kansas legislature reconvenes, the State Library of Kansas reminds residents of the Legislative Hotline, a resource for residents seeking information about state legislation or legislative matters. The hotline serves as a point of contact and can help residents identify legislators, access contact information, check status of specific bills, understand the legislative process, locate historical information, and answer other inquiries related to Kansas government. Kansans can connect with the Legislative Hotline, toll-free at 1-800-432-3924 or email infodesk@ks.gov. The American Legion Boys State of Kansas is accepting applications for its 2024 session to be held June 2nd through the 8th in Manhattan at Kansas State University. Kansas Boys State is for those who have complete their junior year of high school in the spring prior to the session. They will expand the pool this year to include those who will complete their sophomore year of high school this spring. Those interested should go online to ksbstate.org to apply. Application deadline is April 30th. American Legion Auxiliary Sunflower Girls State will be June 2nd through the 8th. In Lawrence, the University of Kansas. Additional information available at ksgirlsstate.org. Beatrice Police advising recent vehicle break-in and thefts throughout the region and are prompting reminders to lock cars, especially when warming up during cool weather, and removing valuables or keeping those out of sight. If possible, park vehicles inside. Hella F. Holdridge, age 66, of Barnes, passed away Friday. Funeral service Friday, 10 a.m. at Fancy Creek Zion Church, south of Barnes. Burial in the Maplewood Cemetery, west of Barnes. Visitation Thursday, noon until 8. Family will greet friends Thursday from 6 until 8 at the Christy Anders Funeral Home in Waterville, in charge of arrangements for Hella Holdridge. Shirley L. Jensen, age 89, of Waterville, passed away January 11th. Funeral service Saturday, 10:30, at St. Mark's Lutheran Church, Waterville. Burial in the Riverside Cemetery. Visitation Friday, noon until 8. Family will greet friends Friday from 6 until 8 at the Christy Anders Funeral Home in Waterville, in charge of arrangements for Shirley Jensen. Gloria G. Hiltgen, age 94, of Greenleaf, passed away Monday. Funeral arrangements pending with a ward funeral home in charge for Gloria Hiltgen. Francis Sweeney McGinnity, age 93, of Blue Rapids, passed away Wednesday. Funeral arrangements pending with the Christy Anders Funeral Home of Waterville in charge for Sweeney McGinnity.
Wait, Santa is done, my friends. After Santa's hard work comes the new Wi-Fi hungry connected gadgets. Make sure your router is capable and ready. Let Blue Valley help you kick off the new year on the right foot and upgrade your Wi-Fi experience. Get 2 months free worry-free Wi-Fi and free installation from Blue Valley Technologies. For more details, visit bluevalley.net/promo.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. A wind chill advisory will be in effect from late this evening until early Friday afternoon. Then a wind chill watch will be in effect from early Friday evening until early Saturday afternoon. Partly sunny early on today, then a slight chance for some snow showers with our highs in the upper teens and mid-20s. North winds between 5 and 15 and gusting as high as 30, with wind chill values as low as 0. A chance for some snow early tonight, then mostly cloudy with our lows just above and below 0. Northwest winds between 15 and 20 and gusting as high as 35, with wind chills around 20 below. Sunshine on Friday with our highs in the lower teens. Northwest winds still between 10 and 15 and gusting as high as 25 with wind chills around 19 below. Then mostly clear skies throughout Friday night with our lows just below 0 and in the negative teens. Sunshine into Saturday with our highs just above 0 and in the mid-teens. And mostly cloudy skies Saturday night with our lows just above 0. Southeast winds between 10 and 20 and gusting as high as 30. Then sunshine on Sunday. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster.
Average high temperature mid-January, 39. Record high on this date, 70. The average low, 18. And the record low, 16, below zero. Sunrise this morning, 7:44. Sunset this evening at 5:31.
What's one of the most overlooked health risks of the winter season? The answer is next from the Old Farmer's Almanac.
If you're a farmer or rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The voice of agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Thursday, January 18th, the 18th day of the year. Actor Cary Grant was born on this day, and Captain James Cook discovered the Hawaiian Islands today in 1778. Would you be surprised that winter holds more risks to your eye health than any other season? The sun's low angle and glare from snow and ice mean extra risk of UV ray exposure. Sunglasses are especially important during outdoor activities to avoid photokeratitis, a sort of sunburn of the eye tissues. And be sure to keep eye drops handy if cold winds and indoor heat leave your eyes dry and irritated. Rubbing your eyes is one of the most common ways to catch a cold. And that is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. You can always find your local forecast and more weather predictions online at almanac.com.
Leo's Jewelry sends a special message of gratitude to their valued customers and expresses appreciation for the loyalty, friendship, and business through the years, and is honored that of all the choices available, they choose Leo's Jewelry in Beatrice, a tradition of excellence and family-owned since 1953. Family Fair wants all our friends in the Beatrice area to know we appreciate your business. The loyalty of our customers is the key to our success, and we take pride in offering you the freshest bakery, deli, produce, meat, and seafood selections every day. Family Fair in Beatrice. Shop familyfair.com for special savings.
Mid-America Network Sports, I am Felix Johnson. After KU's win over Oklahoma State in Stillwater, they will be headed to Morgantown this weekend to take on the West Virginia Mountaineers. And K-State will be welcoming in those Cowboys from Stillwater as Oklahoma State will travel to Bramlage. K-State is coming off an overtime victory over the number 9 ranked Baylor Bears, 68-64. Currently in the Big 12, Texas Tech leads the conference as they are undefeated in 3 games. KU is 3-1 along with Baylor and their in-state rival K-State. 4 teams in the conference are 500 with BYU, TCU, Cincinnati, and Iowa State. There is a 5-way tie with 5 teams at 1-2, Houston, Oklahoma, Texas, UCF, and West Virginia. And the only team without a conference win yet is Oklahoma State at 0-4. Their overall record is 8-9. Mid-America Network Sports.
Dan Bongino here for Lone Star Transfer. Many timeshare owners are upset that their yearly dues continue to increase. With an A-plus rating at the BBB and over 900 five-star testimonials, Lone Star Transfer is the only company you can trust guaranteeing the release of all liability to your timeshare in writing and in a specific time frame. My friends have helped over 18,000 owners legally and permanently get out. Call my friends today for a free, no-obligation consultation at 844-284-4864 or LoneStarTransfer.com.
Professional excavators and homeowners, safety always comes first, and safe digging is no accident. So before you begin your next digging project, remember to call Kansas 811 to have your underground utility lines marked for free. Know what's below. Call 811 before you dig. So play it safe. Put down the shovel, pick up the phone, and call 811 first. This message is brought to you by Kansas 811, reminding you that no matter if your digging project is big or small, don't make a judgment call. Always call 811 before you dig.
The Kansas City Chiefs are preparing for their third matchup in 4 years against the Buffalo Bills in the playoffs for the second time in the divisional round. This time will be played in Buffalo. Here's what head coach Andy Reid had to say about his quarterback's preparation.
I tell you, all the way around, his preparation was phenomenal. His attitude is phenomenal. His compete is phenomenal. So you love all of that. And we're lucky to have him here. For the city and for the organization here. So.
And here's what Patrick Mahomes had to say about avoiding home field advantage for the Bills.
I think it's just Coach Reed, he preaches communication, and you have to have nonverbal communication whenever you're playing on the road. And we try to do a good job of that, of just being able to be on the same page, being able to execute at a high level, and then not letting anything be too positive or too negative, just kind of staying even keel and going about your business the right way.
Mid-America Network Sports.
K-State fans, the Sunflower Showdown is almost here. Your nationally ranked Wildcat women's basketball team hosts in-state rival KU at 1 p.m. this Saturday in Bramlage. Tickets to this weekend's game start at only $10 when you order in advance. Wear purple in Bramlage this Saturday and order your $10 tickets now by calling 1-800-221-CATS or visiting kstatesports.com. Go Cats!
Marysville boys win versus Jackson Heights, tipping off the Thunder Classic in Seneca Wednesday. Bulldogs advance 48-36, and will take on host Nemahal Central Thursday evening in the late game at 7:30, live on AM 1570 FM 94.1. Nemahal Central Thunder topped Hiawatha in first-round play Wednesday 49-45. Earlier in the day, top seed St. Mary's took Holton 69-53. Play continued Wednesday in the Twin Valley League Tournament at Onega. Back of the bracket in girls action, D. West took Blue Valley 60-37. Washington County stopped Troy 44-41. Back of the bracket boys saw D. West beating Washington County 46-33, and Lynn tripped Blue Valley 52-48. Winners bracket quarterfinals, top seed Clifton Clyde girls topped Axtell 49-19. 5-seed Hanover beat 4-seed Frankfort 46-39. In the boys' division, top seed Clifton Clyde just does edge number 9-seed Frankfort 52-51. And then 4th-seed Axtell came back to top 5-seed Troy 60-51. Play continues Thursday, back of the bracket. In girls play at 4, Onega girls host Troy. Boys action at 4, Onega will host Lynn. In the quarterfinals at 5:30, girls, Valley Heights, the number 2 seed, will face 10th seed Lynn, live on FM 95.5, while 3rd seed Centralia meets number 6 seed Donovan West. And in the late game boys action, 2nd seed Hanover meets 10th seed Valley Heights, live on FM 95.5, while 3rd seed Centralia faces 11th seed Donovan West. Bracket updates on our website, KNDYRadio.com.
Marysville Bulldogs tip off the Thunder Classic at Seneca Wednesday, defeating Jackson Heights 48-36. Strong start for Marysville, jumping to a 22-9 first quarter lead, held a 20-point halftime advantage, but Jackson Heights came out strong in the second half and took that third quarter 14-6. Both teams struggled offensively down the stretch, the final 48-36, as Marysville improves to 6-3. Jackson Heights falls to 5-4. Top scorer for Marysville, Willow Tott with 20, 16 of those in the first half. Blake Spicer in double figures with 12, 11 of those in the first half. Jackson Heights led by junior Jaden Goy with 10 points, along with Drake Melius with 10. Marysville, 48, Jackson Heights, 36. Second round in pool play. Marysville tips off at 7:30 from Nema Hall Central Thursday evening. We'll have it live on TNDY.
When you hear the name hibiscus, your thoughts may wander to warm tropical locales, or perhaps you've grown some of its hardier relatives. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. Consider adding one of the hardy hibiscus to your garden. This group includes several North American native species. These perennial plants tend to have the largest flowers and die back to the ground each year. The shrub hibiscus, most know as Rose of Sharon, forms a woody, long-lasting framework. It flowers in mid to late summer, and you can find single and double flowered varieties for sale. These plants tend to be large, and some varieties grow to 15 feet tall. Tropical hibiscus are also shrub-like, cousin to Rose of Sharon, but much less hardy. They're grown in southern frost-free U.S. landscapes or as patio and house plants in colder areas. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips.
It's no secret that Bite Me Barbecue has great food. And most of you know you can get it quick on the go. But did you know that Bite Me Barbecue also caters? That's right, you can get their amazing barbecue, including their new side, served at your next party, function, or get-together.
Game changer.
Call or stop in for details. Bite Me Barbecue in Marysville.
As settlers moved west, rail lines were not far behind them in most cases. However, when you look at the entirety of the lower 48 U.S. states, it was this spot that was one of the very last to receive rail service. The reason the tracks finally got here was to take advantage of a resource that brought many people to live in the area. The story is this edition of The American Countryside.
I'm Ty Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report, the only weekend television show that features some of agriculture's biggest names. From custom commentary from John Phipps to the stories of antique iron with Machinery Pete to a list of more than 30 marketing analysts, our weekly program focuses on the topics that matter most to you. We invite you to join us each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
Hi, I'm Ag Day host Clinton Griffiths, and I invite you to join me each morning as we cover the nation's food system, from fields of green to orchards of orange and livestock everywhere in between. America runs on agriculture, and here at Ag Day, agriculture's what we do best. Listen as our analysts track the markets, learn about innovations in technology and sustainability, and live the country lifestyle through the eyes of rural America. Join me, Clinton Griffiths, for Ag Day, the country experience.
As train tracks began to cross great distances in the U.S. in the 19th century, this part of the country was seemingly left out for a long time.
In the lower 48, this was one of the last areas to get rail service, and it arrived in Redmond and Bend in 1911.
Heidi Hegemeyer shares the story from the High Desert Museum in Bend, Oregon, and she says one particular kind of business was promoting those rail lines here.
The interest of all the timber in the mountains surrounding here. Timber companies were eyeing that as a new destination, if you will, and wanted to establish mills in the area.
As the rails arrived, the mills sprang up and more people moved to the area. This geography began to be referred to as the High Desert, a description that can apply to a large region.
We are on the western edge of the High Desert here in Bend, and the High Desert stretches across at least 8 states of the Intermountain West. It's a diverse and really rich landscape.
And although the High Desert covered thousands of square miles, there seemed to be few places where you could learn more about it.
I would say even today, the High Desert is a bit of a lesser-known region. It's easy, I think, to look out from the highways and see kind of the big empty, if you will, but it's really a diverse landscape, rich with wildlife and cultures. And so we're privileged to tell that story.
What resulted is something called the High Desert Museum here in Bend, Oregon. It was the vision of Don Kerr, an Oregonian who had a passion for the region and wanted to foster a deeper understanding of all this area had to offer. Today, that museum is quite an attraction that offers a lot for people to see and do. What's inside is next time as we travel the countryside in Bend, Oregon. I'm Andrew McCray.
There will be a personal property auction, including guns, tools, appliances, furniture, and household items for Darlene and Randy Hatke. Saturday, January 20th, sale begins at 10 a.m. at the Beatty Community Center. Guns sell at noon. They'll also be selling pistols, a gun safe, selling tools and miscellaneous, selling furniture items including a leather three-cushion couch, love seat, and oversized chair, dining table with four cushion chairs, king-size bed, dressers, Samsung front load washer and dryer on pedestals just 1 year old, two upright freezers, flat-screen TVs, and miscellaneous. This public auction for Darlene and Randy Hatke, Saturday, January 20th, begins at 10 a.m. at the Beatty Community Center. Olmsted and Sandstrom will be the auctioneers.
At Prairie Bed Casino, everyone plays a little differently. Hitting it big could mean ripping a ball in the Topgolf swing suites. Doubling down could mean dropping in for a couple's massage at the Cedar and Sage Spa. Going all in? Well, that's just an invitation to get everyone in the pool. Discover more ways to play your way.
beekeeping can be a honey of a hobby. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. If thousands of stinging insects flying around doesn't faze you, there's a market to tap into as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Whenever you're online, Living the Country Life is there too. Like us on Facebook and exchange tips and ideas with people who share your love for the country way of life. Follow us on Twitter at Small Farming for timely news and information. You can also find us on Instagram and Pinterest. See the latest inspired shot from our readers or add a garden tip to your boards. Living the Country Life has all the ideas for your home acreage. Visit us online at livingthecountrylife.com and find us on social media.
If you're looking for new ideas for what to do around your place in the country, register for the Living the Country Life newsletter. Once a week, you'll receive helpful tips in your inbox on a wide variety of seasonal and timely topics, along with so much more. Living the Country Life is for all those people who love to live in the country. Sign up for your free newsletter today by visiting livingthecountrylife.com.
People get into beekeeping for a variety of reasons. Maybe they want the honey, need the bees for pollinating a fruit crop, or just to help increase the declining honeybee population. It's wise for new beekeepers to start out small with just a couple of hives. You will also need a hive tool for opening the hives, a smoker to subdue the bees, and a bee brush to gently remove them from a surface. Jim Tu is the state beekeeping specialist for Alabama Cooperative Extension. He says spring is the ideal time to get started. Visit with other beekeepers in the area and go to meetings to learn about the hobby and find where you can buy bees.
Package Bees is a screen box of bees that has 3 pounds of bees, a queen, and a feeder. So essentially, the new beekeeper is buying a swarm in the very early spring months. And these will be provided by area beekeepers who have become specialists.
You need an understanding of the honeybee's behavior during handling and moving, and probably most importantly, know what your reaction is to bee stings. When your bees arrive, be sure you're wearing protective gear.
Most new beekeepers really start out suited up, head to foot, top to bottom, front to back. Nothing is exposed. But as they grow, they tend to lighten that equipment load more and more, so that probably after 2 or 3 years, they're basically just wearing a light top suit and a veil to protect their eyes.
Honeybees can be kept almost anywhere there are flowering plants that produce nectar and pollen. Choose a site that is discreet and sheltered from winds. Learn more about getting into beekeeping at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
Some things are better together, like burgers and fries, movies and popcorn, and auto and home insurance. At Farm Bureau Financial Services, we'll help you bundle your auto and home coverage in one policy, saving you money. And if a storm hits and both are damaged, you'll pay a single deductible. Find an agent at fbfs.com/protect. It's your future. Let's protect it. Farm Bureau Property and Casualty Insurance Company, Western Agricultural Insurance Company.
A silver lining for the crop transport situation on the Mississippi River. Today on Farm to Fork. With its increased efficiency and lower fuel costs, ag producers know that propane is better for their bottom line. And now direct payouts can impact your bottom line with the Propane Farm Incentive Program. Participate and you could receive payouts like up to $5,000 for propane irrigation engines and prime power generators and up to $2,000 for propane building heat systems. Apply today at propane.com/farmincentive. Spring is just around the corner, and there's still time to upgrade to the latest technology from Ag Leader. From SureForce Downforce Control and SureSpeed High Accuracy Planting Systems to RightSpot Individual Nozzle Control for your sprayer, Ag Leader has you covered.
Upgrade now and reap the benefits this season. Contact your local Ag Leader dealer or visit agleader.com. A few months ago, Mississippi River barge transportation rates spiked due to low water levels. Since then, those rates have moderated, and Iowa State University ag economist Chad Hart says it has to do with lower export demand for crops like corn and soybeans. In his words,
the timing of the problems along the Mississippi River actually went well, because what happened was we had most of those problems when we were having that export pullback. If we had had really strong export demand at that time, it would have caused more of pricing disruptions than we actually faced.
Hart says low water levels remain a problem, though.
I'm just as worried about moisture east of the Mississippi as I am west, and it has more to do with logistics than it is production. Because when you think about most of the issues on the Mississippi, it's due to the fact that a lot of that water, actually I think it's 60% of the water in the lower Mississippi, comes from the Ohio River Valley. So we didn't really see those problems until we saw the drier conditions move east of the Mississippi River.
Hart spoke at the recent Purdue University Top Farmer Conference. The National Weather Service says below normal precipitation is expected in the next 90 days for the Ohio River Valley. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Darrell Anderson.
Good Thursday. I'm Sam Speck with your latest agricultural news here through the Mid-America Ag Network. The total South American soybean crop this year is still expected to be larger than last. Even USDA's Brazilian soybean crop estimate, which was cut short by poor weather conditions, is still bigger than last year. However, agribusiness specialist Joanna Colucci says it's the size of the Argentinian crop which is making the biggest impact.
After 3 years of serious weather problems, Argentina has the chance for a full crop. There are forecasts for the Argentina soybean crop to nearly double in 2024. A bumper soybean crop in Argentina should help offset a forecasted production decline in Brazil.
Again, that's agribusiness specialist Joanna Colucci, as she says also the combined production of the two nations this year, despite the troubles in Brazil, is currently projected by USDA to be at least 10% bigger than 2023. Now we'll shift our focus to corn, as USDA's Rob Bain reports that they're forecasting another record global corn production this month. But we asked, what's driving this uptick?
U.S. and China, the two largest global producers, record production in each of those countries.
Our nation recording a 2.8 million ton corn production increase month over month, and China expected to produce almost 12 million tons more than the previous estimate. With that, total global corn production per USDA is expected to be over 1.2 billion tons.
Global corn production is also record large.
The January world corn production forecast included one notable adjustment downward.
Brazil, where we reduced our corn production forecast by 2 million tons, and that reflects expectations for the second crop corn. Planting down there is just beginning, and given relatively weak global prices, we expect that to have the effect of reducing Brazil's acreage somewhat.
For both Mark Jekinowski and USDA's Rod Bain, I'm Sam Speck with your latest ag news here through the Mid-America Ag Network.
4, 3, 2, 1.
It's time to say goodbye to 2023 and hello to a brand new 2024 Kia from Midwest Kia. While most resolutions you hear will be about change, Midwest Kia is resolute in more of the same. That means same great inventory on the ground and available. Same fair pricing with new incentives to ensure you get a great deal. And the same great staff here to make your car buying experience simple, transparent, and fast. Plus, remember, all new Kias come with our amazing 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty. When you've created a better way to buy, more of the same is the name of the game. Come see us at Midwest Kia or MidwestKia.com. And remember,
we want to see you in a Midwest Kia.
Warranty is a limited powertrain warranty. See.
There will be a land auction, two tracts selling in Marshall and Nemahal counties for the Dolores Harries Trust Friday, January 19th. Sale begins at 10 a.m. at the Centralia Community Center. Tract 1 is 79 acres more or less in Home Township, located 4 miles southwest of Centralia. 98% cropland production. It's been in a soybean and corn crop rotation. Rural Water District pump house on the southwest corner. and the farm's 2.5 miles away from Blacktop Road. Tract 2 is 160 acres, more or less, 4 miles southeast of Vermilion. 98% cropland production. It's been in a corn and bean rotation, located on the Marshall-Nemahal County line, accessed by a good rock road. For inspection or details, contact Olmsted Real Estate, Tom Olmsted or Rob Olmsted. This land auction Friday, January 19th, 10 a.m. at the Centralia Community Center. Broker and auctioneer, Olmsted Real Estate. More details online at olmstedrealestate.com. There will be a land auction, 157 acres in Murray Township, Marshall County, selling for the Shirley Spangler Estate, Friday, January 26th, sale at 10 a.m. at the Axtell American Legion. 157 acres with 120 acres, more or less, planted crops in a corn and soybean rotation. 10 acres, waterways, 14 acres of meadow that's hayed. There is an older farmstead at 2680 Indian Road on 4 acres that includes a 3-bedroom house, barn, and other outbuildings on well water and REA. Balance of the 9 acres, mostly tree-lined ditches, farms on a blacktop road only a few miles from the grain elevator. This land auction for the Shirley Spangler Estate, Friday, January 26th, 10 a.m. at the Axtell American Legion. For inspection or details, contact Rob or Tom Olmsted with Olmsted Real Estate. More details online, olmstedrealestate.com. Broker and auctioneer.
Itchy cattle are not productive cattle. Lice can spread quickly through a cattle herd, and when animals are itching, they're not eating. On Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
Control the toughest weeds with overlapping residuals. Lock in the longest-lasting control for your soybean fields. A pre-emergence application of an Authority brand herbicide plus a post-application of Anthem Max herbicide establishes the overlapping residual control key to safeguarding your soybean seasons. This pairing is a heavy-duty economical strategy against Palmer amaranth, water hemp, kochia, and more. Visit your FMC retailer or lockin.ag.fmc.com today. Always read and follow all label directions.
Get the latest ag news, markets, weather, and more when you sign up for today's news from Successful Farming. Register at agriculture.com/newsletter for today's news, the free Successful Farming e-newsletter. Once a day, you'll get an email packed with relevant news hitting the ag industry online and around the nation, along with the three big things happening today. Visit agriculture.com/newsletter to subscribe to today's news from Successful Farming.
Cattle is a good indication they have a lice problem. The bites cause itching and irritation, so cattle rub, lick, and chew on themselves. This can cause damage to fence posts and other items they rub on for relief. Lice also affect performance. When the cattle are rubbing and scratching, they're not eating or resting, which can cause a quarter to a half pound of gain per day. Larry Hawkins is a technical services veterinarian with Bayer Animal Health. He says when you're applying a product to treat lice, don't just quickly spread it on a small part of the animal's back.
There's a species of louse that gets out on the nose, one that gets on the neck and the brisket and down between the front legs, and one that's a body louse that covers the main area of the body. And if you think about where those lice are, if we put a spot in the middle of the back, that can be 4 feet to the nose. Therefore, we aren't getting those lice treated.
Lice are spread by animal-to-animal contact. Even with a proper treatment, they can still be a problem if untreated cattle are mingling with the treated animals.
If we keep them separated, not by just one fence, but by at least 2 fences apart, or a temporary fence to isolate the treated ones, then we'll experience a long duration of good louse control with that treatment.
Lice don't like warm weather, so their numbers will decrease through spring and summer. However, once cooler temperatures are back, so are the lice. I'm Jody Henke. Find more tips for lice control in cattle at agriculture.com.
Third Road Ag Sales have concept by Agritech. Innovative technology and proven products improve soil health, increase yields, and allow greater return on your investments. See the difference for yourself with a call today to Third Road Ag. Hay producers, remember they offer American Family Net Wrap and can fill your needs today. Check out Third Road Ag Sales on Facebook.
Good Thursday afternoon. I'm Jim Speck with your latest market information right here on the Mid-America Ag Network. Well, still a mixed day in the grains. A lot of two-sided trade happening today. And higher in the livestock is February live cattle. Still up triple digits, up $1.67, trading at 174.77. April trading at 177.62. That's up $2. January feeder cattle up a full 240 to $230.82 per hundredweight. March feeders up 260 at 232.37. Mixed in the hogs, February hogs still down 35 cents, trading at 71.10. April at 78.35. That's up 37 cents. Into the grains now, a lot of two-sided trade, as mentioned, a mixed bag. March corn currently up a half a cent at 442.5. May's down a quarter at 453.5. Into the wheat markets, nothing but green. March Kansas City wheat up 11 cents at 605. May up 9.25 at 608 a bushel. And March oats also up strong, up 15 cents at 368.5. May up 9.5 to 364. Into the oil seeds, we see March soybeans back a little bit higher, up 4 cents currently at 1209.75. May up 2.25 at 1220.5. March soybeal still is down 30 at 258.40. However, May and the other futures months slightly higher. May contract up 20 to 256.30. And soy oil still a bit lower today. March weaker down 19 points at 47.52. Into the cotton complex, we also see a stronger day. March cotton up 72 points at 82.42. May to 83.31. That's up 62 points on the day. Into the energy markets quickly. February crude oil is up $1.33 per barrel at 73.89. February unleaded gas up 3 cents at 2.16 a gallon. Heating oil up 2 to 2.67. And natural gas still weaker, down 17 at 2.69. Let's take a look down Wall Street now as the NASDAQ is on the rise, led by Apple, briefly erasing the 2024 losses it's seen so far, up 71 points at 14,926. S&P also a bit higher, up 6 points at 4,745. The Dow Jones been weaker all day, still down 58 points now at 37,208. Lastly, the dollar index today still a bit higher, currently up 15 points for March at 103.36.
The agriculture industry changes constantly. From commodity prices to trade deals, droughts and fuel prices, it's hard to keep your farm protected and prepared. That's where we come in. Join us every day right here on the Mid-America Ag Network as we cover your daily commodity prices with hourly market reports, news from the farm to bills in Washington, D.C., plus hear the latest across the Mid-America region that may affect your operation. From planting to harvesting and everything in between, it's the Mid-America Ag Network. We're here for you.
If you're buying or selling real estate, needing an appraisal, or wanting to have an auction, it's time for you to call Floyd Auction and Real Estate Company in Kingman, Kansas. With over 90 years of combined experience, their licensed staff is eager to help in any way. Floyd Auction and Real Estate Company in Kingman, Kansas, 620-532-1887. And when you're ready for that auction and need to sell those tractors, trailers, combines, trucks, or construction equipment for top dollar, look no further than Amber Waves Auction. Amber Waves Auction and Floyd Auction and Real Estate Company in Kingman, Kansas.
Boots and more for every chore. Valley Vet Supply in Marysville is your boot headquarters, featuring Timberland Pro, Ariat, Caterpillar, Wolverine, Justin, Durango, Double H, Keen, Twisted X, and Red Wing shoes. Find the pair that's right for you today at Valley Vet. Also featuring a great selection of outerwear to keep you warm by Ariat, Murrin, and Wrangler. Add a pair of heavy insulated barn gloves and you're good to go all winter long from Valley Vet Supply in Marysville.
From Kansas State University, this is Agriculture Today. I'm Shelby Varner. Raccoons can cause issues for people in rural and urban settings. K-State wildlife specialist Drew Ricketts discusses characteristics of the species and a few ways that they can be controlled. He says why people are likely to have a problem with raccoons.
Raccoons are kind of an interesting species. They're really strong. They're really smart. And they like a lot of resources that we have that we don't want them to damage. And so there's a lot of people that can have problems with raccoons.
Ricketts explains the trapping option and what can be used to hopefully make it successful.
Raccoons are a very easy species to trap, and we can trap them with cage traps, which are really the most appropriate way to trap them in town. If we're not in town, then my favorite way to catch them is with what's called a dog-proof raccoon trap, which is basically a pipe that encloses the bait, and they reach down into the pipe for the bait, and they get captured. And that type of trap is safe if we're thinking about, you know, not catching other kinds of critters. We can put a type of bait that would be cereal with marshmallows in it, like maybe the generic Lucky Charms type cereal, down in those. And then that's going to avoid any cats or anything like that getting in the trap too. And so they're quite easy to catch, and pretty much anywhere throughout the state, there's probably a youngster who would really like the opportunity to try and trap raccoons. So if folks are having problems, this is a really good time to find somebody who might be willing to help you with that.
He reminds people that off-label use of a pesticide is illegal and can cause fatalities to more species than the intended.
One of the things that I hear folks talk about a lot is poisoning raccoons with fly bait. And specifically the product that most folks are talking about when they talk about that is a product that's the active ingredient is methomyl. It's called Golden Malrin. And some people recommend mixing it with pop and then putting it out in a pan for the raccoons. And I really want to reinforce that that's an illegal use of a registered pesticide product. People do get prosecuted for that after pets get poisoned. It's a very indiscriminate way to put out a pesticide. And we don't have any registered products in Kansas that a person could legally use for coyotes or raccoons or those sorts of species that might be causing damage. And with how easy raccoons are to trap, there's really no excuse for doing something illegal like that.
That was Kansas State University wildlife specialist Drew Ricketts with what can and cannot be done when it comes to trying to control raccoons. I'm Shelby Varner, and this has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
Bob and Georgina at After Hours Feed Supply carry Nutrina and ADM feeds for all of your pet and livestock needs. They also now stock Lindy Spring Water Softener Salt. Open Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 9 p.m., Saturday, 8 to 5, open Sundays when they're home. If they don't have the feed you're looking for, let them know. They'll try to find it. Stop by and see After Hours Feed Supply, now stocking Lindy Spring Water Softener Salt at the west edge of Blue Rapids on Highway 9, or give them a call at 363-7344.
From ABC News, Wall Street Now, big tech stocks with a strong showing heading into the midday. The S&P 500 was up 0.5%, the NASDAQ up 1.1%, but the Dow was edging downward by about 6 points. Treasury yields holding relatively steady. President Biden spending part of the day in North Carolina highlighting $82 million in new investments to connect thousands of homes and businesses to high-speed internet. The White House says the goal is to connect poorer communities and businesses to the digital economy. Artificial intelligence. Intelligence getting all the buzz at the World Economic Forum's annual meeting in Davos, Switzerland. Advances in generative AI drawing special attention as business leaders look to minimize the risks. Japanese retailer Uniqlo is suing rival retailer Shine over a small shoulder bag known as the Mary Poppins bag from Shine. The lawsuit demands Shine stop selling it because Uniqlo says it looks too much like its own round mini shoulder bag. Uniqlo wants more than $1 million in damages. I'm Derek Dennis, ABC News.
He said the way my blue eyes shined put those Georgia stars to shame that night. He said that's a lie. Just a boy in a Chevy truck. It had a tendency of getting stuck on back roads at night, and I was right there beside him all summer long. And then the time we woke up to find that summer gone. But when you think Tim McGraw, I hope you think my favorite song, the one we danced to all night long. And thanking God that you weren't here to see me like that. But in a box beneath my bed is a letter that you never read from 3 summers back. It's hard not to find it all a little bittersweet. And looking back on all 'Cause when you think Tim McGraw, I hope you think my favorite song. Someday you'll turn your radio on. I hope it takes you back to that place. When you think happiness, I hope you think that little black dress. Think of my head on your chest and my old faded blue jeans. Put those Georgia stars to shame that night. I said that's a lie.
One of America's original classic country stations, 1570 and 94.1 FM KNDY and K231 AX Marysville.
ABC News. I'm